Former Republican State Representative Carl Wimmer says tension often exists between Utah lawmakers' political ideologies and their affiliation in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Wimmer, who no longer identifies himself as Mormon, has come out recently to acknowledge the LDS Church's strong influence over Utah politics. He cited specifically the immigration-related legislation church leaders endorsed in 2011 that he himself opposed, as well as a 2008 bill that outlawed the sale of flavored malt beverages, another bill with which he found himself at odds with the church. Speaking Monday on KUER's Radio West, Wimmer described meetings behind closed doors between legislators and church lobbyists akin to LDS personal priesthood interviews.
They did only approach me twice when it was two issues that they really, really cared about. But when they do approach you and they care about it, you know, they expect you to get in line.
Quinn Monson is an associate professor of political science at Brigham Young University. He told Radio West host Doug Fabrizio that a lot of cognitive dissonance exists on the Hill, where lawmakers are often pulled in different directions.
The church's own statements on this, even though they will lobby sometimes to get legislators to take a particular position, their own position on elected officials is that they should vote their conscience and they should do what they think is right to do their job.
Officially, the LDS Church says it's neutral on party politics, but reserves the right to address in a nonpartisan way issues it believes have significant community or moral consequences or that directly affect the interests of the church. The church also states on its website it does not, quote, attempt to direct or dictate to a government leader, end quote. Whitney Evans, KUER News.